Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the past week, we've gone from, let's track this, Thanksgiving to Black Friday to Small Business Saturday, then Cyber Monday, and now today, as you're hearing, it's Giving Tuesday. How do we keep up with it all? And how do you shop online safely with peace of mind and figure out whether what seems to be a genuine deal is in fact a genuine deal? Well, I have a guest here who can help. She is Alma Galvin, Marketing and Communications Manager from the Better Business Bureau Sacramento office. Hi, Alma.
Hello, good morning.
And your shopping's done, right?
Yes, thank God.
How was Black Friday? What are the numbers saying?
So Black Friday and Cyber Monday tend to be the largest shopping days on a national level. This year, $7 billion were spent in one day on Black Friday. And out of those $7 billion, $2.4 billion were on our mobile devices. So that means while some of us were having Thanksgiving dinner, some of us were shopping, or we've actually noticed a trend where they're before, like they start at 12, or it's after dinner, or, you know, there's those people that have dinner and then go shopping. It's trends that change year by year. As you remember before, I would say about 10 years ago, the things that we're seeing now, we're definitely not seeing 10 years ago. And I've been with the Better Business Bureau long enough to see the trends change every year.
We have hit a tipping point, according to reports, that more online shopping is being done now than in retail stores, and more smartphone shopping is being done than on a laptop or a tablet.
Exactly. I mean, it's at our fingertips. If we're cooking dinner, we can, you know, shop at the same time. If we're watching, you know, something on TV, you can still do the same thing. It's just, it's more accessible. It's faster. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to wait in line. And, you know, it's at the comfort of your own home and no one is pushing you around. And, you know, for example, one of the things that it is super accessible, but with that also comes risks. And, you know, 3 years ago, I remember when Cyber Monday kind of took a hit with not everyone going shopping on Thursdays anymore. It's they wait for that Monday. And even with Small Business Saturday, Small Business Saturday has trends where you go in the store, but now most of them offer, you know, discount codes also on Saturday as well as on Monday.
Is your office hearing more from people about how do I do this safely? How do I shop safely? Or the actual reporting of a breach or a scam or a problem?
I would say it's probably about 50-50. We start our cybersecurity awareness in October. October is National Cybersecurity Month, and we take it into November and December. Reason for that is because we understand that people are going to be shopping early. And cybersecurity doesn't just need to happen within these holidays. It needs to happen year round. But unfortunately, there are those that call us when it's too late or report scams that it's too late, that if they literally would have Googled or searched our information or looked at our holiday tip guidelines, they could have definitely avoided the scam if they would have taken the time to read some of the possible scams that can happen during this holiday season.
So let's begin with that online shopping. You're on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. What are the precautions right off the bat?
First and foremost, if you're on social media, let's give or take Facebook or Instagram, and you click on something, keep in mind that most of the time it does take you to an external website. Once you go away from Instagram or Facebook, you're literally responsible for whatever happens to you during those purchases. A lot of times those links have malware. Other times they're not real links, and you might be thinking you're shopping for something when in reality they just want to track your cookies or track exactly what you're buying so that they can retarget. It's called a retargeting marketing strategy where they know what you're looking for and then it pops up again. And it's just you're more susceptible to that as well. The next thing is, you know, a lot of times no one verifies information where you're at. They don't verify the website. They don't verify phone numbers. They don't verify addresses. And one of the simplest tips I could give you is if you go to any website, on the top left-hand corner, you always see HTTP and then there's an S. That S means security or secure. And there's always going to be a little lock next to it before the H. That means that that website is secure and you can, you know, have the tranquility of knowing that if you read the privacy policy, they're going to tell you exactly what they're going to do with your information. A lot of these websites that are fake, they, you know, pop up, they don't have that. And that's the most simplest tool I can give that I would want you guys all to take away today, is just to be cautious of where you're at. It's very easy to get into these websites and purchase something and not realize that you then become a victim of identity theft.
So we're on the phone, we're shopping, mm-hmm. you've given us the warnings, we've made our purchase, and it comes time to buy
yes.
and to put in the credit card information.
Yes.
What do we need to know at that point?
We've been telling consumers to always use a credit card instead of an ATM, or you could always buy a Visa gift card. The reason for that is because here's the simplest way to basically answer that. Your credit card is not attached to your bank account. Your ATM is. Hackers are extremely intelligent. They can literally trace anything that you do if they hack into your Wi-Fi, and they can see your banking information. So that if you're paying with your credit card, you're not accessing your banking information as opposed to your ATM. When you use a gift card, there's nothing attached to it, just the money that you've put in there. So it's the easiest and safest form. The only thing is that you can't dispute charges most of the time if you bought something and it wasn't from a real website. So the easiest and safest way would probably be to use your credit card, because then you can dispute it with your credit card company. Or, of course, you could always file a complaint with your local Better Business Bureau and dispute those charges with the company as well.
I'm thinking that many bank cards are combination credit
yeah.
card and debit. So as long as it's got that debit piece, that's not the card you want to use.
No. Again, it's attached
right.
to your bank account.
So now you've made a purchase mm-hmm. safely, and the package is going to arrive at your house.
Yes.
Now what to be aware of?
So we obviously, I'm sure we watch the news. We hear it everywhere. There's people stealing packages off of your porch. But there's it's a whole other world. This is, again, something that's new and trending, is you get emails. And again, these emails can be, oh, you delivered a product, click here. And those are phishing emails. Those phishing emails a lot of times just want to, again, trap malware in your computer or get more information from you. Other times, there's a delivery notice on your door that says, oh, we missed you. Most of the times, they want you to call and verify the credit card payment, or they want you to call and verify your name and your address. Again, you're just giving them free information to be a victim of identity theft and for them to then go and buy more stuff under your name.
So don't do the follow-up surveys
exactly.
or the giving the information by phone.
Unless you know it's the actual company. But
all
keep
right.
in mind, whenever you buy a product, they're not going to verify payment. The only thing they're going to verify is your address and the tracking number that you should have received via email.
You're listening to Alma Galvin. She is Marketing and Communications Manager with the Better Business Bureau Sacramento. There's much more helpful information on, as she mentioned, their website. So we have posted a link. More than 80 fake companies that you're aware of operating in the greater Sacramento area
yes.
alone?
Yes.
All right, say more about that.
So we have what I like to call them pop-up companies, where they're fly-by-nights, where they come up and they're trending based on the holidays. You see them on Mother's Day. You see them on 4th of July.
An online
pop-up
company
only.
With
yep.
a deal.
Yes. So here in Sacramento, we have a lot. And they're companies that, you know, might be in Folsom, might be in Citrus Heights. And they're offering products that are geared, and we've noticed it's geared towards women. So they're household items, kids' clothing, women's clothing, some electronics, but not too much, that are extremely, extremely cheap. And
you know, is it going to look like a normal shopping
yes,
site?
It's very nice, actually. But again, you don't verify the phone number. We verified the address. And these are just tips that I've taken in because, you know, I do this. So I go on there. And the websites, a lot of times, if you look at whois.com, which is a tool that we could use to see where the websites are registered. Again, it's whois.com.
whois.com.
And mm-hmm. you can see most of these are from Panama. The phone numbers are based, there's no dial tone to them. The emails are not, you know, at the company name. It's another weird email. And then the addresses a lot of times are either a P.O. box or it's a post box for UPS or an apartment address.
So you're with the Better Business Bureau. You're going to have a sense about
a sense
mm-hmm. of skepticism mm-hmm. anyway. What's somebody sitting at home seeing this pop up on their computer to use mm-hmm. as a tool to screen it out or to avoid it?
For example, the AirPods right now are one of the hottest items for anyone on their
Christmas list. Yeah.
And they're not going to be $29.99, right? They're $150 or more. I think the lowest we saw it this past week was $149. So if they're on sale for $29.99, that is a huge red flag. We saw this again over the summer with Ray-Bans, where they were on sale for $19 at this website here locally as well. And it's just a little bit for us to know that these glasses or these electronics are not going to be $29. iPads are not going to be $50. And it's just us knowing that it's not that cheap. And most of the time when we go and we buy clothing, there's a website where it's, you know, their dresses. Even though the address might say Sacramento, it might say Citrus Heights, or it might say Roseville, based on the demographic where we're in, most of the times are in China. And you're not going to get your product in time, and sometimes you don't even get it. So it's just looking at the website and kind of, again, that HTTPS is a huge tool that we could all use. Verify the phone numbers, verify the emails, verify the addresses, and then just take your time and shop around and kind of get an idea to where you might see a product.
Are you saying it's okay to call the number that you might see on the website, that you don't somehow get yourself ensnared by making the phone call?
Most of those phone numbers are not real. That's the thing. Okay. They don't have a dial tone. If they do, you can. How they answer it is very important. They should say the company name. They shouldn't answer hello. The professionalism, which we're used to as customer service, should be there.
I want to add that sometimes voicemails are left prompting mm-hmm. you to call back mm-hmm. with information or verification. I received one saying my Apple account had been compromised. So I called Apple tech uh-huh. support and I said, could there be a problem? She said, ma'am, that's a scam. Mm-hmm. And I think the only thing to do maybe is go to the source or go to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, that happened to me too. And a lot of times they say, oh, it's been compromised. Can you go online or can you change your password? It's $199. Well, Apple IDs are not, you know, they don't charge for them. The one thing that we did is if you Google that phone number that probably called you, there's a report already that has that it's being scammed. And then in our scam tracker, which is a super cool tool that we have, you could actually verify a scam by putting in keywords.
And that's on the website.
It's on our website. It's bbb.org/scam tracker. Again, bbb.org/scam tracker. So if you put that phone number, you can see how many people have reported it on a national level. If you put Apple ID, you see how many people have reported scams with Apple ID. And then sometimes you can see if they've compromised them with money. You can see how much money people are losing. The biggest one that we've seen people lose a lot of money in are investment scams. And those have no trend. It just happens year round. And we're talking about people's trusts, you know, within millions of dollars sometimes as well.
We posted a link also with an article from Consumer Reports magazine reminding you to update your passwords, not to jump on free Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. use a strong password, back up your devices. This is Giving Tuesday, so I want to close quickly with a bit of advice about choosing an appropriate nonprofit group and mm-hmm. being able to donate to something that is credible with integrity.
Exactly.
In full disclosure, Cap Radio is part of the realm of those participating in Giving Tuesday. We hope you feel the integrity about our organization. But what's the beware message?
The beware are the ones that have GoFundMe accounts. A lot of times is what we've seen that have grammatical errors, not only on GoFundMe accounts, but on their website. And it's not that we're saying GoFundMe is a bad company. It's just people utilize it in a negative way. So you want to make sure that the images on any of these websites are on crowdfunding or not distorted. Check for grammatical errors. Google the pictures is the easiest way to find out if these companies are real. We actually do have a part of the Better Business Bureau that's completely geared towards charities. It's called give.org. And give.org, it works on a national level, and we actually rate charities. So if you want to donate money to, let's say, such and such charity, you can search it on there and you can see the rating that they have, if they met the standards. And those standards go from the financial information that they might have to how they're using the money that they're getting donated, which is very important. If it's going to salaries, programs, or anything like that, it's all on give.org.
All right, Alma, lots of great advice.
Yes.
I'm going to point people to bbb.org and give.org.
Yes.
And all the information on our website. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Likewise, thank you.
I hope that was great help to you. That was Alma Galvin from the Better Business Bureau Sacramento. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.
This is CAP Radio 90.9 Sacramento, streaming at capradio.org. We get support from the Mondavi Center UC Davis, presenting Danu, an Emerald Isle Christmas, and Pink Martini with China Forbes. Details and tickets at mondaviarts.org. And from Ansel Park Senior Living, a brand new modern and unique retirement community in Rockland, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Tour information at anselparklife.com.
Hi, my name is Karen O'Brien from Loomis. I listen to CAP Radio because I am so much more informed as a result of listening to it. CAP Radio has made me a better person. That's it in a nutshell. I am so glad that you're around.
Thanks for listening to Insight this morning. There's more coming right back up. I'm Sally Schilling, podcast director here at Capital Public Radio, here with Chris Bruno, director of marketing. And we're asking you to donate to CAP Radio right now. At last check, we were looking to hear from you. That's right, you. So call us right now. We know you've been thinking about this. And yep, not another second to waste. You've been thinking about it. Do it right now.
So today is Giving Tuesday, and maybe you've already made a donation to your kid's school or a local charity. You may have even done that via Facebook. Well, you can go and visit Capital Public Radio on Facebook right now and donate through the system.
You might be looking at it right now at work when
yeah.
you shouldn't be.
Or at home. You never know. You could even be on your mobile device. It's that easy. You can also go on a mobile device to capradio.org and donate as well.
Stand for fact-based reporting, unbiased journalism, and the truth. As listener-supported public radio, CAP Radio is one of those things in your life that's here because of people like you. Your community has kept it going for you, and now is the time for you to step up and protect something that you love. Get involved right now and make an online donation at capradio.org or call the number 1-800-800-5867.
1-800-800-5867. So today, you can stretch your generosity even further and choose the food bank option with your donation to CAP Radio. A portion of your gift will benefit a food bank in an area determined by your zip code. The more you give, the more meals we can provide. And that's a great way to give on Giving Tuesday. You can donate now at capradio.org or at 1-800-800-5867.
Tomorrow's impeachment hearing means that we're going to put our fund drive on hold because part of our public service mission here is to make sure that you stay informed. It's important that you get that information from us when you need it, even in the midst of our fund drive. But again, we can't do this without your support. And if you really support the idea that we're going to bring you that news and information no matter what, donate. Tomorrow's coverage from NPR is super important. But again, we cannot do it without your support.
That's so true. And I know how important it is, but your support is equally important. Each contribution gets us one step closer to reach this hour's goal. That's important because the fund drive is ending next Tuesday. If we haven't heard from you yet, please reach out to us today with your contribution.
CAP Radio is that place where you can find imagination, inspiration, and reasonable conversation. And it stays that way because listeners like you donate. Join that group of people and keep that this station providing that news, that in-depth interview that you just happened to hear when you hopped in the car and you're like, man, I was meant to hear this right now. We're bringing that to the Central Valley, to Tahoe, to Vacaville, to your town. Let us hear from your town right now.
That's so right, Sally. And donating now only takes a few minutes and adds hours of Cap Radio to the air. Please help by donating now. Call 1-800-800-5867. 1-800-800-5867. If the phone lines are busy, you can go to our website at capradio.org and donate now. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Capital Public Radio and donate as well. Please do that now. It's all in your hands. Thank you so much for your support today. It is so appreciated and is so important to what we do. We really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.